International is putting on an event for three members of the Russian feminist punk rock group called Pussy Riot.
This is a band of women. They have been imprisoned for freedom of expression. They went into a church, they put on an impromptu concert, and they dared to criticize President Putin.
Can you tell me why you came out here today?
Yes, to support Pussy Riot in their efforts to bring basically free speech to Russia.
Well, we're here today to support human rights in Russia. I believe that Russia effectively had a coup d'etat in the recent months because illegitimately elected parliament and illegitimately elected president are practically creating laws that diminish and squash the existing constitution.
It's out of control over there in Russia, and you know, we're in solidarity with Pussy Riot because here in the United States we also experience our freedom of speech suppressed, but in a much more veiled way. I think it's really, it's interesting how blatant it is in Russia.
We're here to show solidarity with Pussy Riot, to let them know that it's so important for artists to be able to express themselves and to complain about a government that's unfair without actually being punished by the government for doing it. So we're here to do it for them since they can't.
I'm here to support Pussy Riot, and I am very inspired by their being so courageous. And I'm from Russia myself, and I have been in jail myself in Russia, so I know what they're going through.
Can you give an example of what you see as the more veiled type of, but still restrictive speech here in the US?
Absolutely. We had to get a permit for this concert, and I'm a huge proponent for not getting permits because I think applying and getting permits is a suppression of free speech. I don't think it's considered free speech if people, the authorities, tell you where, when, and how you can express yourself.
Sexism and racism and every ism is so subversive now. Nothing's really obvious. So it's just the little things that keep us from being treated as completely equal.
Church and state are being mixed, essentially, in Russia at this point, same as it is here in the United States.
I love America for all of the opportunities America gave me, that I could come here and I could just create, and for all of the opportunities that I got, my education, and being able to create a business overnight, just, you know, submit a paper and it's just, you get approved.
Do you think that this kind of grassroots type thing can do anything tangible to help these women or just the situation in Russia?
I think it's very important to raise the awareness of the American public and call our attention to the situation overseas, because no matter what we believe, we live on one planet and everything is interconnected, and I think what we are doing here is very important.
You know what I want? For somehow a picture to get back to them and for them to see a bunch of random people they don't know in Washington, D.C. Showing support and solidarity by dressing just like them. So I think that's possible. I think that they can see us, see a picture of us, and it's the most obvious way I could show to say, you know, we're with you.
We know already that the pressure is working, that President Putin himself has now expressed a desire for leniency. We don't think he would have done that if it were not for the international pressure and the spotlight. So we're going to keep the heat on.